This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time to get green. Doug Oster and Jessica Walliser are here. All natural, no pesticides, no artificial ingredients. The Organic Gardeners are on KDKA Radio.
All right, Doug's flying solo today. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget the number to dial, 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. You can text us on the Red Automotive Line, best deal in town. And the wonderful folks from Sorgles making available to us right now a $25 gift certificate to the 10th caller, 412-922-1020. Now listen, we're going to do gardening, but we have to talk quickly about the Twilight Zone. I've been obsessed since this whole new CBS All Access, Jordan Peele version, but Sci-Fi Channel running this marathon, and I caught like two or three episodes over the last 24 hours.
As did I.
And I thought that I knew the Twilight Zone. Ashley was talking about during her days at Pitt, actually used to watch it, and you know they used it for the film aspect of what he did. We talked about Rod Serling's writing ability today. People were phoning in large numbers talking about their favorite episodes. I thought I heard it all today from Tom and Sharon, but my goodness, you've seen a few too.
Oh, yeah, I've seen every one.
But the one that you talked about is the one that I came in on.
Scariest one I ever saw.
The last 2 minutes of
Billy Mumy, the kid who probably most famous for his
Lost in Space.
You know, he's got to be, what, six years old, and he just plays the monster. He's the monster.
Jeez.
Yeah, and so all the people have to dance to his tune. And I saw that when I was a kid at my aunt's house, boy, and it freaked me out then. It freaked me out yesterday when I saw it.
But all you have to do is repeat a few of the lines, and anybody listening who's our age or even younger because of YouTube and everything, he kept saying,
you're a bad man.
I mean, I'm watching that last night, and I mean, it's like 11 o'clock and I'm getting ready to fall asleep. I had a hard time falling asleep.
That's a scary one.
But you got to just share this with us too. And this is how, if you're in the entertainment world, make sure that you get an attorney. Tell the folks what he sold.
Yeah, sold the entire franchise for $400,000, assuming that he would just move on to the next thing. Night Gallery was the show in 73.
And it probably has made
$400 million, I bet. Now they made movies out of it. Now they're making a new show out of it. It's iconic. Funny thing was that, you know, it's such a strange show to be on in that era where everything was kind of like happy and
sitcoms, and
there were just so many
they weren't sitcoms ever.
Underlying themes in his work that was, you know, he was telling another story. He was telling a story about inclusion and, you know,
but
sexism, racism.
It
was all underneath.
Starred
the,
in
big stars.
Yeah, I mean, huge stars long before they became major stars, and some actually were stars, who, like James Colburn, who was in The Great Escape a few years earlier was in a 1963 episode. I mean, Burgess Meredith, who went on to be in Rocky and what have you. I mean, just...
Shatner, Jack Klugman, you just name it. Everybody wanted to be in them.
But it really gave them a chance to utilize their acting ability. But, you know, the thing that you've always told me, and this is why, because of you, I'm a fan of MeTV and also Antenna TV. You and I talk about this all the time. The body of work of the directors, the producers, the screenwriters, these people, how they... And Rod Serling, how they pumped out this product week after week after
unbelievable.
Week.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable stories. The first one I saw yesterday was with Donna Douglas, best known as Ellie Mae.
Right, from Beverly Hillbillies.
You know, and they're taking off the bandages to hope that she looks okay. And, of course, they reveal her face, and she's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. But then you look at everybody else, and they're just...
You know, where's...
And they have to send her away to live on an island with everybody else. That, you know, and the guy that's taking her away is, like, you know, some hunky dude. You know?
And the bottom line is, it's beauty in the eye of the beholder.
All right, exactly.
You're the best. Okay, listen, 866... But, folks, all I can tell you, they don't make them like they
used to. That's right.
All right, 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKVideo.com. Text us on the Red Automotive Line. Best deal in town.
Lots to talk about today. This is Doug Oster from Everybody Gardens and the Tribune Review. Good morning. Oh, so glad the garden is waking
nice
up.
Today.
Oh, yeah. So lots going on. We're going to be talking trees with Rob Kruljack from Davey Tree. And then I'm going to be at the Butler County Home Show today at 2 o'clock at the Family Sports Center on 68. It's absolutely free. I'll be talking organic gardening. And getting a jump on the season. I'll also be raffling off a membership to my Seed of the Month Club. Let me tell you just about the Seed of the Month Club real quick. The reason to sign up at the show is you get all this free stuff. You get a free thing of Bob X, which is worth $15, and then you get four buy one, get one tickets to the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. I send you seeds every month. You get to come to two speaking events for free, exclusively for members. You could win me. They'll pull a raffle. Three people will win it where I'll come to your house and do a garden consult, take you out to lunch. There's coupons for the Everybody Gardens store. Just if you can't get to the show, just check it out online at everybodygardens.com. And I've got an interesting story coming up, but I need your help with it. So I was at, I talked about this last week. I was at Phipps. And there were these three trees blooming that were just unbelievable with these yellow flowers. I'd never, you know, I've been in that garden for 20 years. I'd never seen them blooming. I never noticed them before. And I started talking to the gardener there, the outdoor display foreman, Claire Dusek. She's a friend of mine. And I said, "What is that tree?" And she says, "Oh, it's Cornus Moss, which is M-A-S, Cornelian Cherry Dogwood." And I'm like, "Man, that's just an amazing looking tree." And then she said something that struck me. She said, "You should see when a cardinal lands in that tree." And so it was actually last week today, a week ago today, that I was sitting at home. My wife was talking to me, and all of a sudden my mind started racing, and I was like, you know, that would be a good story. Just these little things in the garden that only happen for a short time that you see it. And I'm calling it Ephemeral Visions, the story. And so anyway, I called... or emailed the staff at Phipps, the marketing staff, and said, you know, this is kind of crazy, but I'd really love to try and get a picture of that cardinal in the tree, you know, which I thought was never going to happen. And so last week I went there first thing in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, sat in the outdoor garden with my camera and a long lens with the marketing person sitting next to me. So for 2 hours, we're just sitting there talking, waiting. You know, we see a couple cardinals in a tree above us chasing each other. Then one lands on a metal fence close to the tree, but not in the tree. And then finally, one lands in a tree. So I've got my picture. I got the start of the story. But if there's anything that you can think of in your garden that is one of those things that's just here for a short time and then gone, that means something to you. Because then when I started to interview Claire, she started telling me about her mother's love of cardinals. And how when she was growing up, the cardinals in the woods were so tame that her mother would just bang this little cup on the side of the house that she fed them with, and then they were named. They had names for the cardinals. They'd come flying out of the woods, and then she would feed the cardinals. And so think about it, and if you've got some kind of story like that, something that you love that's only around in the garden for a short amount of time, just you can see how to contact me at everybodygardens.com. My email and phone, cell phone is there. And I'd love to include you in the story. And I'm going to put it out here on Facebook pretty soon and see what I can get from people, because I love this kind of story. And I think it's going to be so much fun. But I couldn't believe my luck in getting a picture of one of those cardinals in that yellow tree.
All right, real quick as we go to break. Is it still really May 15th, the day that you can put all in as far as...
Well, yeah, that's the tender stuff. And even I go a little later for tomatoes, and even later than that for peppers. But that's the tender stuff, anything that can be affected by frost. But there are so many crops and so many flowers that don't care about frost. You know, I'll be planting pansies like crazy tomorrow, along with all sorts of vegetables, Swiss chard, lettuce, carrots, beets, radishes. I don't know if I talked about this trick that I did, that I always do last week, but it just mix your radish seeds and your carrot seeds together. Put them in one bed. The radishes will come up. You'll thin them out. They'll be out in 30 days. And as you remove the radishes, the carrots will take over.
All right. Short break. We'll come back. Get on the phone. We want to talk to you now about all of your gardening plans and your spring planting needs, everything that you need to know. It is Doug Today Later at the Family Sports Complex. It is the Butler County Home Show, 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KittyKVideo.com. Text us on the Red Automotive Line. Best deal in town. Congratulations to Rita of Wexford, winner of that $25 gift certificate from Sorgles.
Doug and Jessica teach you how to keep it green. The Organic Gardeners are on KDKA Radio.
All right, you got this new guy rolling in here in a little while. Eric Countryman and Mr. Cruel Jack's going to be here. Davy Trees Talking Trees. What are we going to talk to them about?
Oh, we're going to talk about the spring list of things to do with your trees. They've got all sorts of stuff that we should be doing. And I've got lots of questions for them because I've got lots of work to do. You know, my garden is a disaster. I got to get out there. I've been doing too much speaking and not enough gardening. Too much talking, not enough gardening.
You don't actually climb these tall trees.
Go above the first...
rung of the ladder.
Well, no, first story of the house. I never, that's as far as I go.
Yeah, and people just, I don't know, don't risk it. Call Davy Tree. Let's go to Ken in Penn Hills. Ken, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. I planted some raspberries about 2 years ago. I planted 5 bushes originally, and they have been doing very well for me, and I'm not really sure how I can move them that I'm moving.
Oh, so you're changing locations and you want to take them with you?
Yes.
You know, I'd get in there. When are you moving?
I'm going to be moving in about 2 months, unfortunately, and they're starting to really do really well right now.
Can you move them? Could you move them now to the new location, or do you have to wait 2 months?
I have to wait 2 months, unfortunately.
Well, that's... You know, that's just what you can do. You know, if you can get to your the other place first, you know, right before you move these, dig a couple big planting holes, just have them in place so that after you make the move, you can throw them right in the soil. But, you know, you're restricted by when you're moving. It's either you take them and cross your fingers. And when you do this in 2 months, you know, dig as much of the root ball out as you can. Try and cover that root ball up with something wet, you know, wet newspaper, or wet burlap or something. Get them to the new location, get them in the ground and water them in and keep them watered all season long. And they should catch on. The good thing about raspberries, they're basically like weeds. So I think you'll be okay. As far as the timing is concerned, I'd prefer you could do it now. But if you got to wait, you got to wait.
Yeah, but I know they do bounce back, you know, pretty well. And I also have some of them... Thornless blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
That I heard you talk about.
Right.
And I don't know how to transplant them either.
Be the same thing. You know, when you're ready to make your move, to get as much of that root ball as you can and say a prayer and take them to your new place. And, you know, blackberries, raspberries are pretty tough.
As you were talking, not that I was trying to be distracted, but I was because I was, and I'm not listening to the audio, but I'm seeing this video that you did with Stephen Janoski, a chip off the old block, I might add.
Yeah.
A nice video.
Thanks so much. I had, you know, great response to that. It's a new series I'm doing about once a month called Gardening with Friends.
3,000 views. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's more about... Janoski's has a lot of fans, and they push it along. I think that's where all those numbers come from. But I'll take them.
Yeah,
yeah.
What
you know,
are you doing here? Now,
you know what? We're starting seeds together, and the thing about it, Rob, was that I sat there with Dan Janoski before he passed away, and that was his job. And so I've been wanting to do a story on Steve and waiting for the right time. And we talked a little bit about that, about, you know, when Dan passed, did he ever think that he would be the one to take that job over? And at first, no, but then he has really embraced it. And I, you know, again, I have started Seeds for 30 years, yet I learned a lot.
Yeah, just how to fill up all those little holes.
The right way, the exact right. They have to be spaced exactly right and everything. And that's pelletized lettuce seed. So that means that lettuce seed has like a clay coating on it to make it bigger, to make it easier to spread them all out. And I was, you know, when I was doing it, I was asking him, how am I doing? And he's like, you know, actually, it's not too bad. I said, yeah, I wouldn't be fired. He said, what did he say? No, you'd be counseled or something like that. So it was a lot of fun. The next one I'm doing, I'm going to be filming down at a place that you should go out down and see it. It's absolutely free. It's called Joe Ham's Daffodil Hortus in Washington County. I've done some stories on it in the past. You can see them all at Everybody Gardens. It is the greatest collection of daffodils I've ever personally seen. I mean, he's got tens of thousands of daffodils down there. And as I said, it's just absolutely free. Joe lost his legs, I can't remember what year, 2000, sometime in the 2000s.
How did he lose his legs?
It was a medical thing. It was some kind of disease, I think. Oh, and but he's just, you know, he's got a lust for life. He's got his sister and a neighbor. They call themselves the Field Sisters. And they're spending all the time making sure that the daffodils are labeled right and then seeing what they can pull out of there. I'm growing some daffodils from his place. And he can get around with this wheelchair, and he's got a zest for life. And it's the most incredible collection of daffodils. I learned about it from a friend of mine. He's the executive director at Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. Keith Kaiser was telling me about it. And went down there with our friend Brent Heath from Brent and Becky's Bulbs. And it's just, it'll be probably in full bloom here end of next week, I would think. Next weekend would be a good time to go.
All right, listen, get on the line, folks. 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. We have a Right Automotive text message. Best deal in town. We're going to get to that. Obviously, we've got room on the phone lines. We'd love to hear from you.
Doug and Jessica teach you how to keep it green. The Organic Gardeners are on KDKA Radio.
All right, let's take the 10th caller right now to win that $25 gift certificate. You know, the Garden Center Greenhouse now open. Big day today, as always. Sundays are. They're going to be there early this morning until 6 tonight. You can find out more at Janoskis.com. But if you're the 10th caller, you get the gift certificate, 412-922-1020.
And now it's time for Talking Trees, a service of the Davey Tree Expert Company.
We are joined by Rob Kruljack from Davey Tree, and Eric Countryman is over there. He's learning how to do this. He wanted to come in and see how this all works. That's a great thing to do. Eric, welcome. And you will be going solo, you and I, here at some point. But Rob, spring checklist.
Yes.
First off, I want to talk about, we talk about oak trees all the time, but now we have stopped pruning oak trees, right?
That's correct. Absolutely. Do not touch your oaks till November, till we get some really cold weather.
But why? Frost. Why not do that?
The trees are, you know, and when they're blooming, if you cut a branch off, there's sap running. There's a beetle that feeds on that sap. It's active during the summer months, and it carries around a fungus that can, you know, affect your oak tree in a very bad way.
Yeah, it could get oak wilt, right, which is a devastating disease.
Completely. Leaves fall off in 2 weeks and the tree's dead.
For somebody who lives in an oak forest, I know it.
Yeah, you're right. And it'll spread to the other trees in the forest if it's not controlled. So, really nasty.
So, what else are we looking at? Are we starting mulching?
Yeah. Get the mulch down now and take it easy. You know, you don't need 6-8 inches of mulch. Okay. Just a, you know, nice 2-inch layer, and keep it away from the bases of the trees.
And then how far out? How far out for a tree?
The drip line and beyond would be ideal, but most people don't want to mulch their whole lawn. So, you know, 3-4 feet away from the trunk, depending on the diameter of the tree. I don't think I have a ratio or anything. But,
well, you know, every time that I drive out of here when the show's over, I look at this building across the way, and every year, the volcano gets bigger and bigger around these trees, and I don't know how this began, But as a tree lover, that's the worst thing you can do, right?
It's amazing how detrimental it is to a tree's health to just pile mulch around the base of the tree year after year after year. Completely stunts the growth, suffocates the roots, causes the roots to start growing up above the actual surface of the ground and create girdling roots that the tree will strangle itself eventually. It's just the worst thing to do. So keep that mulch down, a couple inches off
the ground. You said, more of a donut than a volcano, and keep it off the base of the tree, right? You don't even want it touching the base of the tree. You want it out where the roots are.
Yes, exactly. The treesaregood.org is a good website. I think there may be something on our Davey website that has the proper mulching techniques that you should adhere to.
You know, like I get questions all the time under maples and pines. People say, what can you plant? And I usually say a bench. Talk about trees like that, why it's so hard to plant underneath them.
Well, the competition between the tree's root system and the root system of the plants, the trees have massive, massive root system. So your plants could, struggle to get there. Sunlight's an issue, not getting enough sun under there. So a lot of times, it's better mulch than trying to plant lawn or flowers.
I'm gonna put you on the spot here and give me a tree that should be planted that isn't planted very often. And Eric, you better listen up because you're next.
I like black gum a lot. I think.
Oh, that's the one that Jessica loves, black gum.
Yeah.
And what is it about that tree that is so special?
The fall color to me is the best. It's just it's a bright,
stunning one.
Yeah, stunning red color. So, and I just don't see them very often.
There's one at there's this walled garden behind Phipps Garden Center, not Phipps Conservatory. Mm-hmm. And they have a black gum there. And I've got to see it in the fall. And man, oh man. I have friends that love sweet gum.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to plant it somewhere with all those, whatever it was, seeds.
Seeds, yeah.
Yeah, they are a mess. All right, Eric, I see you thinking over there. Do you have a tree that should be planted that isn't planted that often?
I'll go more of the ornamental tree variety. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think the Japanese tree lilacs are really good option, particularly when you live in the more urban areas where you have a lot less space, more compacted soils. They keep a nice shape. They have a big fragrant flower at the beginning of summer, and they don't grow massive where you're going to be having to prune it every year just to keep it between the houses. So not going to get a lot of shade from it, but it's always going to be something very pretty to look at.
Well, Robbie did pretty good for a first time there.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So how about inspection? How about looking around the yard, looking at our trees? What are we looking for?
Yeah, look up and look down. You'll start to notice like things should be leafing out at this time. And
look left, look right if you're crossing the street.
That's
too.
Right. Okay. That's correct. Yeah. If you're hungry, eat. If you're tired, sleep.
All right, good.
But yeah, so if you see your tree leafing out and a section of it's not leafing out like the rest, that's an area of concern. And that's maybe when you should give us a call, come out certified arborist and take a look at the tree, because there might be a problem with that section or the tree itself.
Is it too early to know what the winter did to our trees? As far as like in my case, I'm looking at the hemlocks for hemlock woolly adelgid. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that cold weather knocked them back a little bit. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them, but is it too early for me to see them?
Yes.
So
yes.
They're not
not active.
All right.
But winter damage is on the evergreens. There's winter burn from some cold weather. You'd be able to see that now. But with the deciduous trees, not so much. It's a little bit too early to see if there's any hard winter damage on those.
Any other jobs that you're thinking about doing this time of the year?
Planting?
Say it again.
You can do your planting now.
Oh, this is a good time to plant trees.
You can plant in the spring and the fall. Just more care, a little bit more care taken throughout the summer now, as it gets into summer, to keep them watered.
Right. So if we plant a nice tree right now, we got to keep it watered through the summer and get it established.
Correct. Yeah. So a little bit more care than it would be if it was a fall.
One year and then after the winter, then is it good to be on its own, you think?
Yeah. Typically. Okay. And that brings up the staking too. If you're going to stake a tree up, don't leave those stakes and the ties on for more than a year, because the tree will start to rely more on the mechanical support than it will on its own root system.
How do you know which ones you should stake? Like when you're planting, is it just the size of it? You think the wind might move it, or how do you?
Yeah, open spaces, no wind breaks, a good place for that. Urban settings along sidewalks where people might bump in or push on, something like this. The good times to stake a tree up.
And when you're looking for a tree to plant, you're at the nursery.
Mm-hmm.
Is bigger necessarily better?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the larger the tree, the larger it will take to recover from the stress of transplanting. So, It's a big tree going in, but it'll take longer to start regrowing again, whereas a smaller tree, you know, recovers faster.
All right, Rob and Eric, you guys stick around because we might have some tree questions coming up. For more information about Davey Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to www.davey.com/KDK. And don't forget, you can always call the experts at Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Doug and Jessica teach you how to keep it green. The Organic Gardeners are on KDKA Radio.
Hey, congratulations to Darlene in Coriopolis, winner of that $25 gift certificate to Janoski's.
Time for Mrs. Know-It-All. She's a grower, horticulturist, and our garden goddess. Denise, what do you think about this weather?
I love this weather. I'm hoping to. I was on the road all day yesterday, so today I'm hoping to actually get out in the garden. Although I've been doing a little bit, you know, I got some bulbs planted, you know, some of my favorites, more lilies, and nice. I actually did some weeding and some garden cleanup. And
what lilies did you put
everything.
In?
I'm sorry.
What lilies did you put in? Anything special?
I put a Martigan lily in. And called Claude Shrikey, and it's kind of a red orange, and they're the ones that kind of hang down like little bells. And then I put in, I have one, and I bought another one. It's called Silk Road from, I'm trying to think of the name of the place, the Lily Farm out in Seattle. And the second year, it actually grew to 8 foot.
Wow.
And it just had probably 15, it's a what they call an Orient pet. It's a cross between an Oriental and a trumpet. And it actually is so fragrant. It is more fragrant than Casablanca, which has always Jeez. Been my number one fragrant flower.
How do you keep the deer off them?
Actually, I plant them in my vegetable garden.
Oh, you're like me. I've got lilies all through my vegetable garden, too.
And, you know, and not only that, I want to be able to enjoy it. And it helps stake it, since it's so tall, it actually leans against the fence. So that actually helps stake it. When the guys from Davey were talking about the ivory silk lilac, the Japanese lilac, if you're out in the South Hills, Jefferson Cemetery, which is a wonderful place to walk and see all kinds of different trees, actually has three of them. You can actually almost see it from Curry Hollow Road, but if you come into the cemetery and go down the road that's parallel, you'll see them off to the right, and they're beautiful, and the flower panicles are enormous. They're probably about 8 inches tall.
It's because of you. I did a story there, Mrs. Know-It-All. That place is amazing. We do have some tree questions there. You want to talk to Janet?
Hey, Janet, good morning. Welcome to KDK Radio. You're on the air with Doug and the guys from Davey Tree. How you doing?
Hi. I have had Davey Tree out, helped me a lot. Had woolly adelgid on my, I think they're hemlocks. But my big question is, the hemlocks along the back of my yard, I just blow debris under there just for cover for the chippies and the squirrels and bunnies. Is that bad? Should I not be blowing debris under there, underneath those trees?
That shouldn't affect really much there. It's not like some trees with leaf diseases, funguses, you don't want to put those leaves back under the deciduous trees. But, yeah, putting some, you know, yeah, organic material under them is
Isn't that
fine.
Good, Janet, when you're actually doing the right thing and you don't know you're doing the right thing?
I'm glad, because there's a lot under there.
Now, you don't want it to build up too much where it can decompose and start, you know, building up around the base of the trees almost like the mulch does.
Thanks, Janet. How about Cheryl? Can we get her in?
Yeah, sure. Let's go to Cheryl up next on Talking Trees and Davey Trees along with the Organic Gardeners and Doug Oster. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Yes, I have a weeping pear tree in the front of my yard, and it gets its flowers and really pretty leaves and that, and is, you know, spring, and then halfway through summer, they start getting this little black spot on the leaves, and then it drops, and I don't know why. I mean, it's been established for quite a while.
What do you guys think?
Most likely, it's a leaf disease problem. They can have some, or it could be a fire blight problem. Also, that is a fungal disease as well. Some are more easily controlled with fungicides applied at the bud break through the springtime when they are most sensitive. Fire blight can be very tricky to control, though.
In this case, you know, Cheryl, you can have somebody from Davey Tree come out and take a look at it, right? You guys will come out for
absolutely.
Free and take a look,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just call the main number at 855-982-TREE. Because it's almost impossible to diagnose these kind of issues without seeing the tree, right, guys?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. It's really tough.
Any time for another call there, Rob? Or you want us to vamp with each other?
You know what? You got a minute. You call it.
Well, let's try and do a real quick call. Susan's been on there the longest.
All right, Susan, go ahead. You're on the Organic Gardens with Doug Oster and the guys from Davy Tree. Go ahead.
Hello. My question is about the yard rather than trees. Something is digging up the yard, big sections of it, and it looks, I think, more like, I don't know what. It doesn't look so much like moles because we don't see tunnels, but clumps of loose grass.
Well,
and we were just wondering what's causing that and what should we do?
You got possums and skunks looking for grubs. That's what, do we agree, guys?
For sure.
Yeah. So. Yes. There's grubs there, and the skunks and possums are after them, and so we need to get rid of the grubs. The organic way that we get rid of grubs is a thing called beneficial nematodes, and they're applied when the soil temperature gets to 50 degrees. And you just get them at a nursery and spray them on there. The grubs will be gone. When the grubs are gone, then the problem will be over. Do you see that sort of thing when you go out and see yards underneath those trees?
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Because it's a cyclical thing where those grubs are going to become beetles, Japanese beetles most likely, go up in the tree, feed on the tree, and then come back down, and it's just a big cycle, and got to get rid of those grubs. Eventually, those grubs get down deeper and or hatch out, and then the problem's over. But whenever the grubs are there, you're going to have those pests eating them, you know. So, guys, I appreciate you coming. Eric, you're got it out of your system now. You know what you're doing. Next time you come here, we're going to really put your feet to the fire. Going to ask you all sorts of crazy questions, try and throw you off your game.
Very good.
We try and do that with...
Kind of like what he did to me in the last 15 minutes of the broadcast.
Well, it's my job, you know?
Hey,
that's
quick,
why you love me.
I do. Big fan of trout season. I know you are, Rob. What's your bait of choice? What do you your sons like to use?
Probably salmon eggs are their favorite.
Me too.
Easy to put on. And they seem to work pretty well.
All right. Good luck. Opening day next Saturday. Go ahead.
Remember, the organic gardeners always aim to create a better place to garden.
Yes, and a safer place to fish. I mean, live. Ladies and gentlemen, great folks from Davy Tree. We love having them here. They'll be back in 2 weeks as will Doug and Jess be back 1 week from today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.